we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, 32953. And we are spending this half hour with you Monday through Friday, whether you're listening at 8:30 or 5 o'clock on WMIE 91.5 FM or 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510 AM. My goal is for this program to be refreshing in sharing biblical truth, refreshing in letting you know who you are and letting you know what God has provided for you as a child of His. And one of the things that we are dealing with right now is the fruit of the Spirit, which is peace. And I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in God's divine providence. So a year ago when Hurricane Matthew was coming through, I was in Psalm 91 at that point in time, and we went through that, and we firmly believe that God was very useful to us in using us to speak life and faith and encouragement during that storm, and we saw that move off. And now we are looking at this fruit of the Spirit, which is peace. And after Irma has just come through here, we believe that it is a topic that God has ordained once again. So I want to take you in the scriptures today to Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, Jeremiah 33. And it says there in verse number 1, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of the city and the houses of the kings of Judah, which have been pulled down to fortify against the siege mounds and the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but only to fill their places with the dead bodies of men, whom I will slay in my anger and my fury, all for whose wickedness I have hidden my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captives of Judah and the captives of Israel to return, and will rebuild those places as at the first. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me. Then it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I provide for it." This chapter of Jeremiah, it says that this word of the Lord came to him while he was still shut up in the court of the prison. There are a lot of people that have a lot of excuses as to why God can't speak to them. But Jeremiah here says, even though I was in prison, God's voice was able to reach me there. The amazing thing about the book of Revelation is that John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, exiled on the Isle of Patmos. While he was there, he was sent there. He had one mission as far as the Romans were concerned, and that was to die. And instead, he received a revelation from God that is still benefiting the body of Christ even now. No matter where you are at today, if you're shut up in prison or going through a challenge, maybe you feel like you all of your liberties have been taken away, I want to encourage you today, tune into the frequency of God's voice, because that voice is going to have a word of refreshing, a word of encouragement to you. And so let me go on and describe this to you, because this is going to bring about a promise of peace. Now remember, shalom is not just peace, but it is wholeness, it is fullness, it is completeness, it is prosperity, it is integrity in our body, our soul, our mind, our spirit, our relationships, our finances. It is solid integrity. And so it says, thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So you and I, we have an invitation. We have a commandment to ask and keep on asking, to seek and keep on seeking, to knock and keep on knocking. And it is not just an act of futility. It is an act done in obedience. Too many times we ask because of the need, but what would happen if we transitioned from simply doing that because of the crisis of the moment, and we said, Lord, I believe you heard me the very first time, but I'm going to continue to knock, and I'm going to continue to ask, and I'm going to continue to seek, because you instructed me to do that with the promise that I would receive, that it would be opened, and that what I am looking for would be found. And the word of the Lord comes to him, and God says, when you call, I will answer. I will answer. Not everybody does that nowadays. With caller ID, you can many times see who is calling, and you can decide whether you want to answer or whether you do not want to answer. A lot of times, if there is a message for someone that is, they need to hear that for themselves. Now, in my house, I'm about the only one that checks the answering machine, but every once in a while, others do. And many times, if it's a message that somebody else is going to need, like, you know, a doctor's appointment or something like that, I will leave it on there until I can play it for them. They can hear it for themselves, and they say, okay, I've got it. I already know about that. God says, when I look at my caller ID and I see that Bob Arthurs is calling, a child of God, a man that I love, when I see that he's calling, I'm going to answer, because we are in covenant together. There are things that God provides. Now, you've got to go on. He says, I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. What if we also, as we are asking and seeking and knocking, we are calling and say, God, we want to take the boundaries off. We want to take the parameters down, so the barriers down, so that you can move gloriously in this situation like you want to. He says, I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I was asking my kids one day, I've been reading a book, and it has to do with what kind of communicator and becoming a better communicator. And so what kind of communicator I am. So I was asking them, you know, about my communication level as to what this preacher had in this book. And we were talking, and so my wife was there, and this was while we were going through our August back to school series. And one of the things that I had said was that if we're going back to school, we've got to remain teachable. There is nothing more frustrating to a teacher than a student who thinks that he knows more than the instructor. And there are a lot of people in the body of Christ that they go to church to critique rather than to receive. Oh, did I really just say that on the radio? Listen, I go to church. Even if I'm the speaker, I go to receive. When I come and do the radio program, there are things that God speaks out of my mouth that I'm like, oh, that's good. Sometimes it is. There are thoughts, even though that I come in here with a strategy, with an outline, sometimes there are thoughts that come that are birthed not on paper, but they're birthed in the heart of God, and they just come out. And I get blessed by myself. So a friend of mine said, look, if there isn't anybody else around and I've got a serious need, he said, if I'm sick, I will lay hands on myself. I will anoint my own self with oil. I will pray the prayer of faith over myself. I will fall out in the spirit. I'll catch myself. he said, look, I'm not going to be deprived as a child of God. And so God says, I know more than you do. And so Jeremiah is doing that, and God tells him, he said, look, there are some dark days that are coming upon the people of Judah and the people of Israel. There are days that are coming. They're going to be tearing down their own houses to try and fortify the barrier walls so that they can withstand the siege of the enemy. But instead of deliverance, they're going to find that this is me working in this situation. God, during the 70 years that the children of Israel were carried off into captivity, it is very clear in Scripture that what he was doing was he was bringing the Sabbath to the land that he wanted to bring to the land all along, but the children of Israel didn't ever really follow in that. They never gave the land the rest that it needed. And so 70 Sabbaths was what was necessary. And so there were every 50 years, there was supposed to be a year where they did not sow and plant and harvest. They did not work the land. They were supposed to give it an opportunity to replenish itself. And God said, okay, you won't do it voluntarily, so I'm going to do it compulsory. There were also issues in the people's heart. You can read about it in 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles. You can see the reasons why the children of Israel were carried off into captivity. It was because of their own disobedience. It was not because of the military might of the Babylonians. It was because of the disobedience that the children of Israel and the people of Judah had that they ended up being carried off into captivity. Very bleak. You know, nobody likes to go through those barren times. But verse number 6 says, but behold, I will bring it health and healing. Don't put a period where God has a comma. He said that he had hid his face from the city, that there was going to be a time of God humbling the city. But he said, I've not abandoned it. I've not forsaken it. I'm going to bring it soundness and health. I am going to bring healing. And so where are you at today? What area of your life do you need to have that health and healing to take place? God says it was something that he was going to do himself. I will bring it health. I will bring it healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace and truth. And that's the word that I wanted to focus on today, was the abundance of peace. I got to thinking about that today as I was preparing to come in to the radio station. The abundance of peace. Do you realize that when the kingdom of heaven is established, when we are in eternity with him, that there is going to be no more strife in heaven, that every foe will have been defeated and cast into the lake of fire at some point in time, and forevermore there is going to be peace. The scripture makes it clear now that the peace that exists in heaven, the blessings for those who are in the presence of the Lord, that it is a completely different atmosphere from those who rejected God's commands and chose to go to a devil's hell instead. You have an abundance of peace. I think of what took place financially in Solomon's day, that silver was so common, there was so much wealth in the land of Israel, that silver was considered of little value, was considered just like a castaway of a rock. It just didn't have much value at all. And I tell you, if I'm walking down the street, if I see a penny, I don't care if it's heads up, tails up, I don't care. I'm going to pick it up. I see value in that. And so I'm sure there was a time when a lot of those people said, you know, I wish I wouldn't have treated what was so abundantly provided for with such disregard. Today, you need to understand that there's not just a ration of peace that God has for you, but there is an abundance of peace. At prayer recently, we were getting ready to pray before Irma had arrived or was approaching Florida, and I was reminded of the journey that Paul made on a ship as he was a prisoner on the way to Rome. And it said that the storm, which had a name, was of such intensity that everyone on board had finally given up all hope that they would be saved. They had thrown over things overboard. They had tried their best. The ship was being battered by the storm, and everybody had given up hope. And the next morning, Paul got up and he said, well, good news, guys. There was a stowaway that came to visit me last night. It was an angel of the Lord, and he promised me that the mission that I'm on, that the God who started me on this assignment is going to have me finish this assignment in Rome. And he made me a promise that everybody on board was going to survive. I tell you what, that's peace. That is abundant peace, not just during a season of tranquility, but when you're in the midst of the fiercest storm that you've ever been in, and you say, I've got every confidence that God is going to bring us all through this safely. So whatever you do, whatever storms you are facing, whatever storms you are recovering from, do not face it with panic. Okay, we're gonna get real here. A lot of people panic in the face of storms, and they panic in the face of recovery. But God has provided for us a promise of abundant peace instead of panic. There are a lot of other people that respond to the storm and to the recovery after the storm with bitterness. And instead, I want to encourage you to allow the abundant provision of peace and truth that God has given to you to remain in your heart. Thy word is truth. So are the truth of God and the abundant peace of God, that should be how we look at our circumstances, instead of flipping the card around and saying, well, look at the circumstances that I'm in, and using that excuse to skew the vision and the perception and the reality that you have with God. Too many people have walked away from their faith because of a painful situation, when God said, I want to heal painful situations. I want to make it healthy. And he says, I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance of peace. I'm thankful for revelation today. And I pray that it will not be something that you only get when you come to church, but it will be a peace that you experience on a continual basis. The abundant peace of God and the abundant truth of God. He says, I will cleanse them from all their iniquity by which they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities by which they have sinned and by which they have transgressed against me. Now, I will tell you this. America has a bad habit. America has a bad habit of thumbing its nose at God and then wanting to pull him out of the closet whenever we're facing a cataclysmic event, a catastrophic event, a tragedy. We want to pull him out. And the first thing that a lot of people say is, well, why did God allow this to happen? Well, let me tell you, there are people who want to have the provision of God, the abundance of God, without the initial blessing of repenting before God. Remember, there is no peace for the wicked. That's the word of God. When we talk about that the word of God is settled forever in heaven and on earth, that it's never going to pass away, not one jot, not one tittle, that means this, that it is true for the good things, it is true for the promises, but it is also true for the warnings. It is also true that when God says, if you do this, this is the consequences thereof. And so sin is not something that we are supposed to tolerate. Sin is something we are supposed to conquer. Hallelujah. I'm about to preach myself happy. Sin in my life and sin in your life, it's nothing to be winked at. It is nothing to be trivialized. It is to be dealt with in the most serious manner. And God says, the way that I'm going to bring abundant peace is I'm going to cleanse your heart of every sin, transgression, iniquity, any form of rebellion. I'm going to cleanse it. I'm going to purify it. I'm going to rid your life of it. That's pretty exciting. Then it shall be a name of joy, a praise, this is talking about the city, and an honor before all nations of the earth, who shall hear all the good that I do to them. They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I provide for it. I was thinking as I was driving in today about an old preacher's joke that I heard, excuse me, about two men who were stranded on an island and their plane had crashed and they had managed to swim to this deserted island and they were responding to the situation in two completely different ways. And they were both quite wealthy, and one guy was frantically going about and trying to do everything that he could, and the other guy was sitting there peacefully. And the guy that was frantic said, hey, you know, what's going on with you? Do you not realize the seriousness of the situation? There's no one that knows that we're out here. They don't know how to find us. We have got to get busy. We got to do some things and try and save ourselves. And the other man looked at him and he said, my pastor will find me. And he said, your pastor, what makes you so certain your pastor will find you? He said, well, I'm a quite successful businessman, and I honor the Lord with the first fruits of my income. I not only tithe, but I give to missions, and I give generously. And trust me, I serve in many areas of my church. My pastor knows me. My pastor loves me. He knows how faithful I am. My pastor will find me. And so as we have, you know, have been dealing with hurricane season, I am confident of this. God knows who we are. He knows that we are about kingdom business, about building the kingdom, not for our name's sake, but for his name's sake. And that's what God says that he wants to do. He wants to build up people groups that will bring glory and honor to the to to God, that they will make known the goodness of God. In Jeremiah chapter 31, Jeremiah chapter 31, I believe it is. It is Jeremiah chapter 31, verse number 12. Therefore, they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord. We need to make known the goodness of God. We need to live as if God is good all the time. And so I encourage you today that you do such a good job of living out of the abundant peace that God has for you, that the goodness of God is manifesting in your life so that others hear about it. They shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and all the prosperity that I provide for it. You know, I do firmly believe that God blesses the nation of Israel. I believe that God has provided them with a drive to innovate and a drive to succeed. And so you will see, if you go to Israel, you will see prosperity that has taken place there in spite of the constant threats of bombs and missiles coming in and all of that. That's something that they live with on a daily basis. Can you imagine that, you know, every week you'd be awakened to the alarm of incoming missiles? I can't imagine that, but there's prosperity there. Listen, may you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And so I pray today that God will cause you to be successful at whatever you put your hand to do, that you will do that not from a selfish motive, but you will see that provision from a missional mindset that said that there are going to be people who see that God is working in your situation. Whatever storm you're facing today, I want you to know it is not a fair fight. You have God living inside of you. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. God wants you and I to be walking billboards of his faithful intervention in our lives so that people will see, look, there's a lot of hurting people out there. There's no shortage of hurting people. What they're looking for is a revelation of truth, that God is a God who wants to provide abundant peace, that he is a God of truth and not deception. Listen, in the land of deception, truth stands out like a lighthouse. And you and I, we need to, in a land of fear, peace, the peace of God, it will stand out like a lighthouse as well. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.